Good morning and welcome. 11 minutes after 5 in the a.m. And I'm enjoying a lovely plastic cup of coffee this morning. It's delicious. I forgot my coffee this morning.
You forgot your coffee.
Yep.
And instead of going downstairs in the cupboard in the kitchen and getting a mug to put your coffee in, you are drinking it out of a plastic cup.
Yeah.
Because you refused to use a coffee mug that had been used by somebody else, even if it went through the dishwasher.
How do I know it went through the dishwasher?
Ah, geez.
How do I know that somebody didn't just rinse it out, lick the edge, and stick it back up there just to, you know, just to play havoc?
What would happen if you were ever, like, marooned on a desert island, or if you were left penniless in the gutter like Eddie Murphy or like Dan Aykroyd in Trading Places? How would you ever survive?
Hey, Louie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could if I had.
If you had to eat out of a dumpster, what would you do?
No, I'd get a job, go get real food, go buy real food. No. If I have to, I guess I could survive. But I don't have to. I don't have to go downstairs and use other people's disease-ridden cups. I can suffice with what I have here.
But you say it tastes terrible because you're tasting the plastic cup while you're drinking the coffee.
These drinking cups. What are these? Solo plastic drinking cups?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not designed.
Red Solo cup.
It's not meant for coffee.
Clear Solo cup.
Yeah, it's not designed for a hot liquid. So that's why I put it in a water bath. See, I got a double cup. See? And I put cold water in the bottom cup, and it's like a water bath, so I can hold the cup, and it cools the coffee enough to where I can drink it at an appropriate time.
See, that's why they have coffee mugs with handles on them, so you don't have to do that.
Mm.
All right, whatever.
Very tasty. Anyway, I got a question for you. We did a news story as we were opening the show this morning. The Rhinelander man, Todd Brecht, which was supposed to be serving a life sentence for killing his brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
He's loose
this is
in the North Woods.
To me. How does someone who is a lifer, who's a convicted killer, how does he get on the work detail program? How's that happen?
Volunteer? Yeah, I'll do the work detail. I'm looking at you got no cards. Here's the thing, though. I'm thinking he's not the smartest man in the world. You know why I say this?
Mm.
Where is he hiding?
Well, there are lots of cabins in the area of the McNaughton prison. I'm sure he maybe broke into one, and that's probably where he's holed up.
Well,
I drive by the McNaughton work camp on my way up north to our place.
Is there a hitchhiker?
A lot of times people walk away from McNaughton from the work deal. It's happened before.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's broken into a cabin or...
Well, don't they have dogs? Aren't they after him? Don't they have dogs that are going after him?
Well, I don't know how they do it, but I'm sure they're searching the areas and...
Well, here's the reason. The question is...
kind of a chilly night to spend it outdoors last night if he was doing that.
Well, he's in the northern woods, right?
Uh-huh.
That's deer area?
Well, there are bear, there are wolves, there are coyotes.
Well,
aren't
we in bow season?
We are in bow season.
How stupid is this guy then?
Well, especially...
You understand what I'm saying?
Well, but he's probably wearing orange as opposed to a camouflage.
Well,
he's
wearing a big orange jumpsuit.
he's probably got the orange on, so unless he got rid of that somehow.
He's probably just naked.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a thing that we want to say. Yeah, but I mean, why would they allow a guy that's serving life?
It doesn't say if he was shackled or not. Now, I he was obviously out of sight for a moment, which allowed him to escape into the woods. So obviously there is something wrong with their security measures on this work deal. Some guy wasn't doing his job.
Oh, come on. There's nothing wrong with having a convicted lifetime murderer on work detail with very little supervision. No, there's nothing wrong with that at all. That's
fine. Maybe
it was
like Cool Hand Luke, where he's got to shake the bush.
Exactly.
Keep shaking. I'm shaking, boss.
Gotta go, boss. Anybody who breaks away from the work details spends a night in the box. All right, there it is.
I don't think they have the box up in McNaughton.
Why not?
I don't know. If they have the box, it probably has cable TV.
And air conditioning. Yeah.
That is great. What's the count, boss? One in the bush, one in the box.
All right, WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. There's your opening salvo. Oh, everything that you've always wanted to know about prison life. Oh, well, maybe not.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.